This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Briefs as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the massive coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi and bus drivers, all the roughnecks working in the oil rigs all across the country and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. You guys should be feeling pretty good. Oil went up again yesterday. So, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And joining us on this Friday morning, we have got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our two words that we emphasize are the words under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out with something that's very disconcerting to me, and that's the fact that yesterday after we got off the air, there was a reported terrorism-related attack by an individual gunman at the Naval Air Station at Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, I've been there, so I'm a little bit familiar with the main gate that this guy was trying to come in. He came in and tried to speed through a security gate. He opened fire at a female security person that was at the gate. He hit her in the vest, thank God, and knocked her down. But she had the wherewithal to roll over and hit the switch that actually locked the barrier in place to where this guy couldn't get into the base.
Well, that is just heroic behavior, to say the least, Captain. And I understand that she's in good condition, expected to survive, of course, but that is really something to take hits like that into a vest and still be able to function and save lives. That's amazing.
Yeah, and other security personnel there at the gate opened fire and killed the man in the vehicle, but the initial concern was that he might have an explosive device, so the naval base and everything around it was shut down for several hours during the course of the day. But here's something that we have to consider now. Now, the FBI has already come out and said this is terrorism-related. Now, we're not being told who the person is. We will be eventually. We're not being told any nationality, anything like that. But my mind first shot over to Pensacola and the Naval Air Station there. You remember the circumstances there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A Saudi national, second lieutenant involved in the training program there, and was the one that was the shooter who wound up being killed. I think he killed three naval people and wounded eight others on the base. But this one here, my first thought was, I wonder if there's any connection, but nobody's saying anything. I'm just throwing it out there for what it's worth. And the other thing is we don't know, at least I don't, whether or not there's any confirmation that all those Saudis that were told they were washed out of the program and the program was being canceled, if they all went back to Saudi Arabia or not. I don't know. Do you?
No, well, we haven't heard anything specific about that. But also, the FBI, as you mentioned, Captain, they did say that this incident in Corpus Christi is terrorism-related. They also say they may have a potential second related person of interest at large in the community.
Yeah, I heard that. So that's why I'm not saying a whole heck of a lot here, because of the fact that there is an ongoing investigation, active investigation. We want them to catch this bird if there's another one. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday was the Democrats paid, this is the Democratic Party, paid Pennsylvania election officials to stuff the ballot box in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in a series of years, 2014, 15, 16, 17, and they caught one of the election officials who admitted, he got caught actually with his hands in a cookie jar, he pled guilty to the charge and the Department of Justice threw the book at him.
Yes, and part of that includes conspiracy to deprive Philadelphia voters of their civil rights by you know, fraudulently putting other, you know, essentially stuffing the ballot boxes. This is big time stuff.
Yeah, and it's no surprise because we've known for years it's been going on, but somebody finally got caught. There was finally enough proof to prove what happened. So there's case number one. Now, in the meantime, over in Maryland, they found a bunch of vote-by-mail ballots, absentee ballots were found in the mail over there that had been stored or stocked away or something like that from South Carolina. They were in Maryland, and they had not been delivered for whatever reason. Now, that's got people concerned, too.
Well, that's right, and I don't think this is the first time that this kind of thing has happened, but yes, somehow they got mixed up in some shipments, evidently, that went to Baltimore, so one can only wonder, Captain, what those votes, what if anything would have changed in those elections, and there went the votes.
Well, you know, there have been elections that have been decided by less than 100 votes all around the country before, as well as a couple hundred here, 300 there, less than 500, and I don't know how many ballots they'd found, but I do know the other day there was a report, it was a back page story about one house had received 80 absentee ballots to the same address with 80 different names, and there was only one person living there.
Exactly right. And when we hear things like that, I mean, obviously it's very disconcerting. The one thing people expect is that the elections are going to be fair and they're going to be conducted properly.
All right, well, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, the president went to Michigan yesterday, went to the Ford plant, a nice thing that he did where they're making ventilators and whatnot. However, guess what? The Attorney General made noise. We're going to play her audio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you something. I have been taking that product, Relief Factor, for 4 years, and it's been working very nicely for me. Thank you very much. And I would strongly suggest anybody struggling with nagging pain give it a shot because you've got the three-week quick start that only costs you $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks, and I would be willing to bet you by the end of the first week, certainly no longer than the second week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work, and it'll be the best investment you ever made. It's an all-natural product. So if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, leg pain, or just plain old average muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities and can't seem to shake it, then I want you to try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It will help you. Now, they gave me a website, and I'm going to give you the website to go to. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and go over there. There's a little 2.5-minute tutorial on there from Pete and Seth. They'll tell you how it's all natural, how everything in there is good for you, and the different benefits you get from it besides just relieving pain, because if you've got swelling, it'll take that down too. And I've had a situation where I just went through about 2 months of that, and that's all that helped me stay in check besides something else the doctor did. But it was a big help, big help. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and tell them you want to take the 3-week quick start for the $19.95. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president went to the Ford Motor Plant yesterday in Michigan, correct?
Yes.
And there was some concern about him not wearing a mask when he came out in front where they had the display and they were looking through the window at the plant and all that stuff. And
the reporters were saying, well, sir, didn't you wear a mask while you were inside looking at the facility? And he said, yes, when I was inside, I did. But now I'm out here and I'm not wearing a mask. And I said, well, how come you're not wearing a mask? Well, it's my choice whether or not I want to do it or not. And then, all of a sudden, the Attorney General of the state of Michigan chimed in and warned the Ford Motor Company. And listen to this.
For joining us this morning, you said right here on CNN that if President Trump doesn't wear a mask, he'll be asked not to return to any undisclosed facilities in your state. Is the president no longer welcome in Michigan?
Well, I will say, speaking on behalf of my department and my office, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, today's events were extremely disappointing and yet totally predictable. And I will say that, you know, understanding, of course, that his own doctor, Dr. Fauci, his own medical expert, recommends the wearing of masks in public enclosed spaces. The CDC makes that recommendation. In Michigan, of course, now that is the law. And in fact, a court just upheld that, just upheld the governor's orders just hours ago. And even in Ford, it is their own policy. So the president is like a petulant child who refuses to follow the rules. And I have to say, this is no joke. I mean, you just reported that 93,000 people have died in the United States. He's in a county right now where over 100 people have died. I am 20 minutes away from him in Wayne County, where we've had over 2,300 people die. This is not a joke.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because she is a joke because she doesn't even know and did not refer to the fact that the court decided against the governor with that 77-year-old barber that she was trying to keep from opening because she had not given permission to open the barber shops yet.
I know. This just gets worse and worse in Michigan, doesn't it? And gets worse and worse for Michiganders. Literally every minute of every day, and of course we have the terrible flood that happened. But yes, the Attorney General, I think, is maybe she's not aware that President Trump is tested like every single day now,
and that's
all the people around the president are tested every single day. President Trump is probably the one person who could walk around without a mask, especially with all the distancing and all of the testing and the bubble literally that he has to be in order to be able to do his job. So the Petulant Child Award goes to, well, it sort of splits between the Michigan governor and their attorney general for trying to, you know, just politicize this whole thing. The president's not welcome here. Really? That's where they're going in this time of actual crisis?
You know what I would do if I was the president when it comes time to give that money, which he said that he was going to make sure that the people in the flood area were able to get federal funds. When that happens, I would land a helicopter right there, right in that zone, and I would have a signing or whatever you do there, you know, to present them with their check or to, you know, do some sort of a thing. And I would invite that female attorney general and let her show up with her mask. Let her show up with her mask while the people around the president are there without a mask.
Well, exactly. Well, but, you know, the president, by the way.
And then let her make that same threat.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, but, well, it's kind of like, you know, in person, people sort of tend to back down. She was doing that because she was in a very friendly, you know.
Well, she did it twice yesterday, Kyle. She did it twice. She did it on MSNBC, and she did it on CNN, the two blowhard fake news networks for the Democrats.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, Captain, last time I checked, it's a free country. You could visit any state that you want to. You don't need papers, and you don't need permission. You know, that, you know, just, again, you know, we're just seeing all this stuff just get eroded, and people like this are just giddy while they do it. It's weird.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the jobless claims came out yesterday. We had another 2.4 million people added to the rolls. This brings the total up now to 38.6 million people that are out of work. However, there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to be going to work here between now and Memorial Day, the 1st of June, because businesses are opening up again. Now, there's been some blowback from people and the Democrats that are saying, well, the president can't withhold unemployment funds. If they don't want to go back to work, they don't have to if they don't feel safe. Okay, you know why they wouldn't go back to work if the opportunity presented? The only reason, you know why?
Well, you're making more, not working.
Thank you. You're getting that extra $600 a week on top of whatever the unemployment is. The whole purpose behind unemployment was never to give you more money than you made by not working. It never was that. But now, because of the way they passed the temporary legislation for the 3 months, you get $2,400 a month on top of whatever the unemployment benefits were. That's $7,200. Pretty good racket if you can get away with it.
Pretty good racket if you can get away with that. But the smart person, Captain, would say, this is not going to go on very long. I mean, it will go on extremely for a very short-lived period of time. A job, on the other hand, is something that you can keep for years.
Well, if you want to go take a look at what Nancy Pelosi put in her little stimulus thing that she tossed out there, it's till the end of the year. She extended that till the end of the year, and we just can't do that because we'll have people, because they take advantage of the system, we'll have people that will not go back to work. And to that, I say that they should not get paid extra for not working on top of whatever they get to begin with. That's just me speaking.
Well, exactly. But see, this is actually goes right down the street that Nancy Pelosi wants to go. They want a dependent population that simply looks to government for literally their daily bread. That's not the way that we're supposed to run things.
Mm-hmm.
This was an emergency stopgap measure to save people, but it's not the way it's supposed to be forever.
Now, Karl Rove is currently a television commentator on Fox, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much longer he'll be doing that, because a report surfaced yesterday that he is now advising the Trump campaign. And once you do that, once you lock yourself into a campaign, you then have to remove yourself from television as a paid commentator, and you only come back as a person representing the campaign. And I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, that's very interesting to hear, because, you know, he has been on Fox a lot more recently than he has been in recent years. But that's right. And that's only fitting. He shouldn't be a commentator if he's going to represent the campaign or advise the campaign. But I remember what President Bush, President George W. Bush, called him after the re-election, and his re-election back in 2004. He referred to Karl Rove as the architect. And so perhaps he might bring some of those architectural skills to the Trump campaign to make sure that all this stuff we hear about Joe Biden, how he's ahead over here, all that's just going to be put to rest in November.
Now, I'm being asked a question about the judge in the Flynn case. Court of Appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals, we reported on this yesterday, ordered the judge to answer the reply of Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn, and he's got till June the 1st to do that or to get back to the D.C. Court of Appeals and tell him why he shouldn't be forced to do that. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But that's going to be a big sticking point, because the DOJ can chime in too, and the DOJ can ask to have this judge removed or replaced, or maybe he'll be taken off the bench altogether. We'll see. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a Texas Naval Air Station that wounded a sailor and left the gunman dead is being investigated as terrorism-related. The gunman tried to speed through a gate at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in a vehicle and opened fire on security workers. A female sailor, who's a member of the security force at the base, was struck but was able to roll over and hit a switch that raised a barrier, stopping the vehicle from getting onto the base.
All units receiving reports from the Naval Air Station that they have an active shooter on base.
The man got out of the vehicle and was killed in an exchange of gunfire with security personnel. FBI Special Agent Leah Graves said that they are continuing to treat this as terrorism-related.
We may have a potential second related person of interest at large in the community.
The FBI's field office in Houston has taken the lead on the investigation, and neither investigators nor the Navy provided any additional details. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I got some good news yesterday about Las Vegas. Some of the places are starting to open up, not necessarily the big casinos because they still got a little bit of work to do to keep the people scattered out a little bit. But there was some gambling that was going to start opening up, and we'll see how that works out there for Las Vegas. That means some people will be going back to work. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Find out more by going to the website, geico.com. All you got to do is type in your zip code, get yourself an insurance quote. They are knocking the rates down 15% between now and the 8th of October. So even if you're a new customer, not an existing customer, you'll be able to save some money. And that's a good thing. And see if they'll take as good a care of you as they did me. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I was just referring to Michael Flynn's judge, and we were just talking about the District of Columbia, a court of appeals, saying that the judge had to give Sidney Powell, the attorney for Michael Flynn, the opportunity to have their motion considered by the judge and not just blown off. And he himself, the judge, has until June the 1st to tell the D.C. Appeals Court why that is the wrong decision in their part to do whatever. But I'll tell you what, they had this amicus brief SCOTUS decision a week prior. And the judge doesn't have, in my opinion, from what I can read, he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, exactly right. And the reason that the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is issuing this is because General Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, filed a motion for an emergency writ of mandamus, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are.
Yes. And basically, that is really an extraordinary circumstance when there has been a, quote, usurpation of judicial power that is, quote, clear and indisputable, unquote. And this certainly qualifies, Captain, because this seems to be so odd and so ridiculous that one can only speculate at the underlying motivations of all this. You know, generally speaking, it just seems so very political. But at the same time, though, it's continuing the miscarriage of justice against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. There is no doubt.
All right, let's go to the phone lines because I believe we got Jasper, Florida chiming in. Is that you, Nelson?
Yes, it is. And how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Fantastic. Okay, I wanted to talk about Memorial Day. You know, all these soldiers, like the Sullivan brothers, I just did an editorial on the five Sullivan brothers that were killed in the Solomon Islands during World War II in 1943. All this stuff that's going on, do you think that's what they fought for? Do you think that the mother and father of these five sons who lost all five of their sons on one ship on one day, is that what they fought for?
It's not what any Gold Star family fought for. None. What we're going through right now in Michigan and whatnot. Go ahead.
That's right. I thank you.
All right. Well, okay. I guess he's done. All right. No, it's not what anybody said, Kyle. I mean, this is, in my humble opinion, this is showing dirt on the graves of those that gave up their lives for America to keep us free.
Well, Captain, when you hear governors of a state, in one particular instance, this was a Tucker Carlson interview, where he asked the governor of New Jersey at that time, whose authority did you, suspend the Bill of Rights? And he was told quite point blank, I wasn't thinking about the Bill of Rights. That's above my pay grade. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, this isn't something we can all just set aside. And unfortunately, Captain, we've seen some people who have decided that their power trip is much more important than the sacrifice that Nelson was just telling us about right there.
Yeah, now let's go over here to another governor in another state. Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania. He said that Pennsylvania cannot return to normal without a foolproof vaccine, setting up the way to keep some of the businesses in his state shut down.
Well, if you notice, it's not just a vaccine. It's got to be a foolproof vaccine.
Foolproof.
That's right. It's got to be a foolproof vaccine, and I don't know who's going to make that determination that it's entirely foolproof.
Well,
because I don't think all vaccines necessarily are foolproof.
I've got a foolproof way for the people that are listening to this program where you've got a governor like that in Pennsylvania, you've got a governor like that up in Michigan. Start the recall effort. Get the petitions and get the darn politicians that are in the state legislature working on it and tell them they will do it, or you will vote every damn one of them out come November. Get serious about this. Recall these governors.
Absolutely. And again, because the power rests with the people. And the people, you know, Captain, they want to do their part. They honestly and wholeheartedly want to be safe. But what they don't appreciate is what they are seeing of some of these abuses.
And a politician pointing the finger at somebody or something other than themselves for their own bad decisions.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go there right now with another one. Governor Cuomo in New York. He came out and he would not accept responsibility for the nursing home deaths. He says, well, it's the CDC. It's Trump's CDC that caused all this. Really? Really?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's really funny. I heard Governor...
No, it's not funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, funny, not funny, ha-ha, but funny, strange, or terrible. Because I've heard the governor be interviewed, earlier today, and he talks about how these things aren't supposed to be political and this kind of stuff, but yet we get a comment like this, which of course just makes it political. It's exactly political. So either we've got to have politicians that are going to want to work together and not do these kinds of blame game stuff, or they're not, and they're still trying to simply tear down Donald Trump. In one breath, they say, oh, he always returns my phone calls. In the next breath, it's something like this.
He is the one that gave the order to take the patients, the elderly patients, and get them out of the hospitals because they were trying to make room for all these patients they were going to have that they didn't get. And send them back to the nursing homes to where they could convalesce and this, that, and the other. And instead, he sent them to a death sentence, and the other people in the nursing homes said the same thing. Okay? This guy deserves to be fried and tried. All right? That's my opinion, because he sentenced these people to death. There's no mistake about it. And guess what? The people of New York should bring suit against him. Somebody ought to bring suit against him. He's not exempt for his actions. He just isn't.
Well, why would you send them back to the nursing homes? I mean, I'm not an epidemiologist, Captain, but that seems to me to be like a major no-no. But why not send them to the Javits Center that was all built out or fitted out for COVID-19?
You got it.
You know, why not use the stuff that President Trump even sent you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this just escapes me.
Now, we mentioned about the Attorney General in Michigan and all that stuff, and Governor Whitmer in Michigan. She didn't say a lot about losing her case again to the 77-year-old barber, because the judge rules that his shop can stay open, and other barbers that were in the same boat can also open, doing the same precautions that this barber was doing.
Well, exactly, and basically, in this case, Captain, I think the court had said basically there wasn't any nexus shown between the cutting of hair and increased risk of transmission of coronavirus. There didn't seem to be any other studies that underlied any of this stuff that's going on. I mean, this is pure and simple, as we were talking about before, the power trip. It's the power trip of, I have said that you shall do thus and such, and if you don't do it, you're gonna feel my wrath. I think that's just goes the opposite direction of what our American institutions are all about.
Now, we haven't heard this yet because this came out late yesterday, but the president vowed no more shutdowns, even if there is a second coronavirus wave, no more shutdowns of the country.
Yeah, and that flashed around the country real fast. You know, President Trump says he won't shut it down. I saw one news report earlier tonight on one of our local channels.
They shouldn't have shut it down this time.
Well, exactly. And the news reporter, the commentator said, well, the president said he won't shut the country down, but he's going to put out the fires. But that's not exactly what the president said. The president said, if things will pop up, we'll stamp out the fires in those regions, or we'll do this. That could include shutting down something, but it doesn't mean shut down the whole country.
And that's speaking of fires, you know that gym owner that's been on television all week long over there in Jersey?
Yep.
Well, he says he's going to be open again tomorrow. Now, what the city did was they shut his water off and caused his toilets to back up. So I don't know exactly how he fixed that problem. Maybe he's got some portable toilets that he's brought in there, you know, the Johnny on the Spots or whatever they call them. Maybe he's brought them in there. But the fact of the matter is, that even though they shut the water off, he's still got his power.
That's true for now.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But he says he's going to open today again. All right. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and a lot of things going on tonight. We've got some bad weather, possibly with some severe thunderstorms and maybe a little bit worse, cruising across the central part of the country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yep, that's that Ron Edwards guy, and you can hear him every Friday. Let's see, his flagship station now is FM 101.7 WCET in Columbia, South Carolina, and his show comes on the hour ahead of me, so you get to hear him his replayed show during the week. The hour before me in the morning. I come on at 3 a.m. up there. He comes on at 2 a.m. But anyway, there you go. So, let's get to going here because this here song is for everybody in Michigan. Everybody in Michigan, this one's for you.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
summer long up there in northern Michigan. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet the folks up in northern Michigan aren't particularly liking having to be locked down and put a bunch of masks on to do this and do that and all that sort of stuff. I'll just bet you the people in northern Michigan aren't liking that, because I've been up there, and those are great people up there, up in God's country, as we like to call it, and the fishing up there and the hunting up there, really great. All right. Let's start with the weather here. Now, we have got storms and heavy rain in the plains. We've got a critical fire weather threat for numerous areas. And I'll start with California, and I'll bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, it looks like you've got something going on there in the fire weather threat category.
We sure do, Captain. We've got some excessive heat watches out in San Bernardino area, San Bernardino Mountains, as we come just outside Riverside County there, all the way down to San Diego, to the Mexican border there. We've got some cooling in the mornings with the marine layer, but it gives way to a lot of heat, and that could progress across the state and as we continue. But not much more happening in California right now other than that.
Well, up in Montana, we've got an area in central Montana that's got some rain in it, light showers, and it's there right now. But down below that, one of the higher mountain passes coming out of Colorado, up I-15, you have got the possibility of some snow in there, because the temperatures tonight up there are below freezing. So you could be getting freezing rain or sleet or snow coming right up. Once you come into I-15 into Montana, you could find it right there. Now, down into the eastern part of Nevada tonight, you have got some wind warnings out there from about Winnemucca, it looks like, all the way over to Wendover. And then on I-80, that continues across over into the western part of Salt Lake City. Now, goes all the way down to the state line with Utah, but down there at the bottom of Utah and around Flagstaff, straight north up to the Utah border, you've got another fire threat advisory. Now, it looks kind of interesting in Colorado there, Kyle, because I see fire threat advisories, I see freeze warnings in the southwestern corner of Colorado and up in the northwestern corner of Colorado.
Yes, it's a mixed bag for sure. As we look at the fire weather warnings down around Grand Junction, for example, which is going east out of west out of Denver. It is a real mixed bag.
All right, and then down into Mexico, east of Albuquerque, you're going to have a fire threat warning there through the Four Corner section, and then you've got some unsettled weather conditions down in the eastern part, all the way down to Texas, down into El Paso. There is a line out in front of that of severe thunderstorms in the southern part of Kansas, all the way from Kansas around the border with Colorado, all the way across, halfway across to I-35, and then that line of thunderstorms comes up approaching Salina, Kansas, in the middle of the state. But in Colorado, in Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, east, all the way to Oklahoma City, you've got a line of severe thunderstorms and or watches and warnings there. You've also got an area down in Texas, which is about Midland, Texas, across I-20, and then north up towards 287, up in that area, you've got a line of severe thunderstorms in there, too. So be careful watching all that.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, yeah, that's also in the area of Abilene, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, over into the eastern part of the United States, of course, we've still got the flood warnings and the disaster area up there in Midland County in Michigan. That's not going to change for a while. Although the water did go down and it receded back to the river. It was high at the river, and they were starting to clean things up in some of those towns along the river there. A lot of damage, though. I saw buildings that were actually literally washed out into the street and just in a pile.
Yes, and, Captain, there's another aspect to this as well, from what I understand from the folks in Michigan. Dow Chemical is a presence there as well, and some of that water might be mixing in with some pretty nasty stuff, and that could create an environmental issue, obviously, and a health issue. So, obviously, the Michigan authorities have their work cut out to make sure that people are safe.
Now, in Virginia, around Roanoke, you've got some flood watches and flood warnings in there. They got hit pretty hard by the rain that came through there. The water's starting to recede a bit, but there's still some flood watches and warnings there. And in North Carolina, they've still got a big-time problem with flooding there. Flood warnings and flood watches. And I-95, from where I-95 goes up to I-40 all the way over across to Wilmington, North Carolina. Almost all the way up to the Virginia line, you've got flood watches and warnings all through that area.
Yeah, and we seem to be pretty ahead of rainfall, you know, for this time of the year. And so we've seen this all over the country and certainly up in the area of Michigan where they have had those torrential rains. It just seems like all over the U.S. we seem to be either on par or ahead of the curve.
Now, I want to talk about something because you gave me a heads up on that fire we had over the weekend and injured all those firefighters in Los Angeles. And, folks, this is the problem that we have in the fire service if the people aren't communicating with each other. Now, apparently, that building had failed some fire inspections before, and they were supposed to have a placard on the side of the building for hazardous materials, which they didn't have. Tell me the story behind that.
Well, yes, there was a report earlier, Captain, that the building that actually began to explode, and it hurt, I think, what was a dozen firefighters, to one degree or another, some serious.
Well, it burned about half dozen of them horribly.
Exactly. And some of them very serious. That building, according to local news reports, at least this was the word they used, had never been inspected, which I don't know if it means never ever in all history, but certainly not in recent times, enough to have the bead on what was going on in that building. It turned out that they were producing some sort of butane canisters for sale, but that typically can be used in marijuana operations. The word was used, illegal marijuana operations. The L.A. County Fire Chief was interviewed saying he wasn't sure why that happened. They obviously want to find out. And you're right. There should have been a diamond placard on the building which would have warned the firefighters what they were coming up against right when they got to the scene. So there's a lot of questions right now tonight, Captain.
Because I was in the fire inspection service and did some of that for a short time, as well as all the different things I did, arson investigator and whatnot in the fire service, I will tell you that there's no doubt in my mind that some fire inspector got his palm greased to see to it that that was not done the way it should have been. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back after the top of the hour news with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a lot more stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Just sitting down and dirty. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-3600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.